Part B. Look at page 2 of your data file. Situation. You are Gary Tam, an editor at Tech Today, an online news site about the latest gadgets and tech. Susan Mossberg, the chief operating officer, has asked you to do a few tasks. You will listen to a recording of a staff meeting. Before the recording is played, you will have 5 minutes to study the question answer book and the data file to familiarize yourself with the situation and the tasks. Complete the tasks by following the instructions in the question answer book and on the recording. You will find all the information you need in the question answer book, the data file, and on the recording. As you listen, you can make notes on page 3 of the data file. You now have 5 minutes to familiarize yourself with the question answer book and the data file.
Thank you.
The recording is about to begin. Turn to page 3 of the data file.
I'd like to start by introducing a new member who will be joining us on the editorial team. Matthew here is an intern majoring in journalism and will be working on Gary's team.
Yes. Good morning, everyone.
Matthew, you'll have a chance to see what covering a press conference is like when Gary takes you to one next Monday. Pay attention to the conference, but don't worry too much about missing any points.
Yeah. It might be overwhelming at first to listen to a lot of information and write notes at the same time. So just focus on taking accurate notes for now.
I see. I have studied a lot about accurate note-taking. You know, being honest and accurate is so important for journalists now.
You don't have to tell me twice, Matthew. I can assure you that we try to strive for honesty as much as possible. For example, we perform our own tests on devices for our reviews.
Right. We do that in order to uphold our journalistic honesty. If we do our own tests, we don't have to rely on the findings and opinions of third parties.
Could I ask a question, though? What's the department beside mine? They're not the editorial department, but I see Gary go over to it every once in a while.
That's the marketing department. They're very busy because we get a lot of advertisers. Our ads are on average 20% cheaper than our competitors, after all.
Wow, 20% cheaper. How do we afford to keep up the website if advertisers are paying us so little?
Well, the answer for that would be our large amount of traffic per month. Our site gets 300,000 visitors per month, which means lots of people see and click our ads. Advertisers pay us per visitor, so we can still make a profit.
Wow, you guys are really good at marketing, I imagine. That's a crazy number of readers.
We could use even more, I'd say. Have a seat over there, Matthew. I want you to watch the rest of our meeting process. Everyone, let's move into discussing our plans for the 3rd of March.
Next Saturday, for our really busy day, we'll be outside most of that day shooting video and meeting people, if I recall correctly. I was thinking that we should definitely bring a spare battery for the drone.
Good idea. It would be disastrous if the battery went dry during the photo shoot. We might lose the drone, and I don't want to go back to the reservoir another day. Could you note this down, Damien? We can just write them down as reminders beside the timetable.
Okay. In that case, we'd better bring extra parts for the drone so we're ready for any emergency. That means we'll bring spare wings as well, just in case we crash it and have to replace the wings.
Yeah. Also, remember how last time, when we interviewed people at night, it was impossible to tell what we were filming. This time we should remember to bring an overhead lamp for when we interview people on the night of the 3rd.
Overhead is one word, right? Okay, I've got it down. Anything else we should bring?
Nothing else really comes to mind. I'll tell you if I think of anything later. For now, we should also talk about the new interface of our website. We've received a lot of feedback about it. Most is good, but we should address the comments pointing out the serious problems.
Right. We should fix the new animations of the interface first.
I didn't read that particular comment. What's wrong with the new animations?
They run fine on newer PCs, but they're very sluggish on older machines.
Only a small minority of our users can afford cutting-edge machines. We'll have to let users disable the animations on PC browsers. It's a temporary solution because I want every user to see the new animations eventually.
Yeah, letting people disable them on PC is the quickest fix. I'll have to note it down. Another problem is that the animations actually crash mobile browsers.
Why didn't you tell me this one first? It's way more important. Many of our users browse our site by phone. We'll have to prioritise fixing that. For now, let's redirect mobile users to the old site. The old site doesn't display the animations.
All right. I'm sure our tech team can do that. We also receive complaints about the new pop-up ads. Users are finding them too obstructive because they're difficult to close.
This I actually agree with. When I browse our site with my smartphone, I can never close the new pop-up ads because the cross to close them is far too small. We have to fix that because we don't want to give users a frustrating experience.
Yeah, if users are frustrated, they might just go to another site for their tech news. I'll have the IT team redesign the ads.
All right, I think we should just make these changes for now. That's it for today then. Thanks for your time.
That is the end of the listening component of this paper. You will have 1 hour and 15 minutes to complete the written tasks in either Part B1 or Part B2. An announcement will be made when time is up.